contribute this?
We're doing Seder Kabbalah. I think you're sitting in the way of the camera. He had quoted to us the story of Hillel and Bnei Beteira, and Hillel's modesty, the modesty of Bnei Beteira, that they placed Hillel as Nasi when they saw he knew better than them. The Talmud tells us that they didn't just take it sitting down, they argued with Hillel over his proofs. We thought that you'd help us out here, but really we could disprove your proof. לא אם אמרת תמיד שיש לו קצבה תאמר בפסח שאין לו קצבה כלומר אלא כפי מה שהם ואין לומר בזוין נשמין על היקש שלא נאמר כן אלא ביקש המקרות הסמוכים they brought a proof against his hekesh. I don't think we'll go into the Talmudic aspects of this till we get the Pesachim, then we'll analyze the Talmudic aspects. קל וחומר שאמרת יש עליו תשובה. The Kal V'Chomer, you said, we could also disprove. You can't derive the laws of Pesach from Tamid. Tamid is Kodesh Kodashim. Pesach is Kodshim Kalim. And maybe that's why the Pesach will not push off Shabbos. Zerat Shava Shamata Yesh La Tshuva. We could disprove your Gzer Shava. Shena Adam Dang Zerat Shava Matzmo. You can't just pull Gzer Shava out of the hat. If you could just pull Gzir Shava out of the hat, well then we could change quite a few laws in the Torah. The Talmud says all day long he was bringing proofs that you do bring the Paschal offering on Shabbos. All day long they were refuting his proofs. So they're having this heated argument in the Beis Medrash. They all know what the bottom line answer is going to be. You could bring a Pesach offering on Shabbos. The question is, where do we know this from? So Hillel's bringing proofs, and they're refuting his proofs. Back and forth. Ad sha'amalem, yavo alai, kach shemaatia mishmaya v'avtalion. Until he said, guys, listen here. This is the tradition I have. End of story. Shmaya naftayin tzetzo. Miyad kiblu mimenu. Once he told them, this is tradition, then they accepted it. Voshivu b'roshu minu nasi. They said, okay, if you've proven your case, you know better. You're the Nasi. You're the king from now on. Mikan amal Zira b'shem Rabbi Elazar kol Torah she'en la'av eina Torah. From here, Zira said in the name Rabbi Elazar, any Torah that doesn't have a father, then that's not Torah. Klomar she'enam kubelt miper ha'oi lismoch alav. If your Torah is not based on a tradition from someone who you could rely on, then that's not Torah. So all the proofs in the world sometimes can be refuted. Even though they knew where they were headed. Everyone knew what the answer was going to be. But the question was, where can you prove this idea from? At the end of the day, he said, this is the tradition I have. It's not just a question of, this is what I've seen, this is what I think is right. This is a tradition I have from Shmaya and Avtalion, and they accepted it. Now, okay, there's a lot to say about this, but let's continue. Vodam Usham, the Gemara says, furthermore, Nachash Nitmana Nasi, the Talmud tells us an interesting story. Once he was appointed the Nasi, Yitchil Mekantaran B'Dvarim. Now that he's the king, so what's the king's job? To rebuke the people. So the first thing he does is he rebukes them. Amar lehem, mi garam lachem netzorech lebavli zeh liyot nasi aleichem. You people here in Israel, why did you have to import a Nasi, a leader from Babylon? Lo atzlut shayta b'chem shelo shimashtem shnei gdolei ador shmaya v'avtalion shayu yishvim etzechem. Wasn't it your laziness? You had the two giants, Shmaya and Avtalion, right by you. And you didn't learn by them the way you should have. You should have known this answer. Kivan Shekinteran, so the Talmud says, once he gave them over the head, God saw there was a slither of haughtiness in that rebuke. So God caused that Nitalma Mimenu Alacha, that now that he's the chief rabbi, he'll forget Alacha. Suddenly, he won't know something that everyone will know. אמרו לו שכח ולא ויסגין מערב שבת כיצד יעשה. They asked him, what happens, you know, Pesach's coming up, that's why you became the Nasi, because you knew the answer that we bring a Paschal offering on Pesach that will fall on a Shabbos, on Erev Pesach that falls on a Shabbos. What happens with the people who forget to bring their knives to slaughter the animal on Friday? So now on Shabbos they need a knife to slaughter, they didn't bring their knives with them. אמר להם שמעתי ושכחתי. He said, you know what, I used to know the answer, I forgot. Why did he forget? Because whenever someone has haughtiness, if it's slight, then he forgets something slight. Hillel was slightly haughty in the way he rebuked them, so God made him forget something. Hillel said, but don't worry, the Jewish people, if they themselves aren't prophets, they're the sons of prophets. Watch. Everyone will figure out and do the right thing. And this is an important concept in Halacha, that we assume that the Jewish people don't go astray. The people, as a people, if Am Yisrael does something, then that has halachic weight. And that's a very important concept, which, okay, we could prove it from the idea that Minhag takes hold. We could prove it from the idea that the Shas takes hold. Why are we bound by the Talmud, by the Shulchan Aruch? Because Am Yisrael accepted it. So Am Yisrael accepted it. Am Yisrael is, if they're not prophets, they're sons of prophets. Hashem is guiding them. The next day, whoever's Paschal offering was a sheep, and they forgot their knives. So Shabbos morning, how did they bring their knives? They put it in the wool of the sheep. So then the sheep, as it's walking up to the temple, carries the blade. Whoever's Paschal offering is a goat, so he doesn't have wool. Kosho ben Kalnav would tie it between the goat's horns. Turns out the Paschal offering, which is not Muktzah, because we're going to slaughter this animal on Pesach and Shabbos, so they carry the knives with them. Hillel standing by the Temple Mount, and he sees the goats coming up with knives in their wool, the sheep with knives in their wool, the goats with knives in their horns. Once he saw it, he said, Eureka, I remember. He said, that's exactly my tradition. That's what I heard from Shmaya and Avtalion. That's how you do it. You see, they got it right. From here our sages taught, whoever is proud, if he's a wise man, then the wisdom leaves him. If he's a prophet, his prophecy leaves him. There's a continuation in some versions of the Gemara, but he doesn't quote it. Okay, so he said he's going to quote the story for all the different messages, all the different lessons we could learn from it. Next time we'll pick up, we'll see the lessons we're supposed to learn from this story.